Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
There's a question that I find you asking again and again in your podcast. And like we discussed, you've done almost like 1,500 different videos now. So the question, you've asked it a few times, you've gotten many responses to it. And I'd love to sort of see the rounded out, zoomed out sort of awareness that you've got around this particular question, which is the current shift in human consciousness. It does seem to be that things are shifting when we even just take a look at, you know, things like that you're invested in terms of your time and energy. The channel, like we said, is really gone into a whole new trajectory. And even Touchwood, you know, we were remarking, even my channel is really taking off into certain places for me that I never really anticipated this would be so well received. Do you collate that to be there being a significant shift happening? And what is the nature of that shift that's currently happening and the shift in consciousness that you inquire about consistently? What is your awareness around that? What is the shift that's currently underway?
Well, I think that we could all see a shift in humanity over the last 100 years, even the last 300 or 400 years, things that were acceptable 100 years ago. Things that were acceptable in my lifetime when I was born is not acceptable now. You know, in the U.S., you know, racism, women being able to vote, clean water, death penalties. There's just certain things that are not acceptable. I mean, in the Wild Wild West, you know, you cheated at cards, I could shoot you and it's cool. That's not the world we live in. I mean, don't get me wrong. There's still stuff like that happening, goes on now, but it's not the way it used to be. Like, oh, you and I would be burned at the stake as witches, obviously, or warlocks, whatever the hell they call them, for even having these conversations against anything that's beyond whatever the religious dogma of our tribe or area is, where now we can have open conversations about every kind of philosophy, every kind of spiritual tradition, or even religious traditions around the world. So there is a shift. Even the conversation that we're having wouldn't have worked 5 to 10 years ago. You've had people on your show that have been either channeling, or they've been psychic mediums, or they've been spiritual, you know, gurus, if you will, for decades. And they just couldn't talk about things like this. It was stuff in the back room. And it was very closeted. You would never say that you're a channel. You would never have I'm a psychic medium. I talk to dead people. These conversations would never be acceptable in public at all. I come from a Latino background, and everybody would know, you know, my family had the gift. We all knew people who had the gift of either psychic mediumship or things like that. It was talked about quietly, like, oh, you need to go see, you know, Aunt Julie, Aunt Julie, you know, you need to talk to Uncle Bob, Uncle Bob will and Julie can hook you up.
Yeah.
Such but and it was such never something
be able to do a clearing for you or something, but it's all very
exactly. Very hush hush. Yeah, things like that. There's barely any information about it. Metaphysics was not even a thing in a long way. But now we're having open conversations. I have live channelings on my show. I have psychic mediums talking about things all the time. I'm talking to quantum physicists about spirituality, talking to experts in ancient civilizations about spirituality. These topics, they were completely taboo. So on that standpoint, you could just see people's consciousness rising to a place where it's more acceptable and people are becoming more and more curious. If my show and your show are any indication of people's interest in these topics, it is indicative of where it's happening in society today. And if you want to go, you want to get a little bit more of a 30,000 foot view of this, Yogananda, Paramahansa Yogananda, who is a yogi who brought meditation and yoga over from India to the West, a guru, Yukteswar, he actually wrote a book called The Holy Science. And in that book, The Holy Science, he talks about the yuga cycles. And this is a 24,000, 26,000 year cycle where you are in, let's say we're enlightened beings, and then we start to de-evolve into darker and darker and darker because we lose our way. So we get farther and farther away from the truth of who we are till we get all the way down to the bottom of that. When we were at the bottom of that yuga cycle, it was the Dark Ages. For hundreds of years, nothing moved in humanity. There was no innovations. There was no new inventions. There was no art. It was literally called the Dark Ages. Then as soon as the Renaissance started to come up, we started to go back up towards our truth, which is towards the truth of who we are, which is spiritual beings. So we are in the upward cycle of that yuga cycle right now. And as we continue to go up through these next few thousand years, we are going to start to get to a place where we are more enlightened beings, understanding who we are and what we're doing here on this planet, in this dimension, in the third dimension. And this is actually the catalyst of all of that. The time that we are living in right now is where some of the greatest shifts are going to happen for us to move forward as a species. And that is happening all around us. You can just see it. In the last 100 years, we've moved more forward in technology than we did in the last 5,000. That's not an accident.
Yeah, that's do you see it almost as like a cracking of the eggshell as things are starting to spill out? Like has the caterpillar sort of cracked out of the chrysalis to sort of move into butterfly stage? Because like even just watching the shift that's happening in right now, like, well, even as we're discussing the shift, there are some real geopolitical things going on around the world, but then also there's a real awakening going on at the same time as well.
And you can't have one without the other. That's the thing. As you continue, if you've ever noticed, there's a law, and I forgot the name of the law, but wherever, if there's a great evil or a great negative force, generally a great positive force will come up to balance it. So in World War II, a great evil came up. And then what happened? A great force came up to fight it and to balance it out. There are guardrails on our existence, is what I call it. There is a plan for us. We all, as a collective, choose which way we want to go. But there are guardrails. There will not be massive nuclear wars. There will not be. We will not destroy ourselves in that way. AI will not take over. The Terminator will not happen. Though it's a great movie. These kind of things there are guardrails, because the simulation that we're in, there's things that we have free choice, but there are guardrails of how far I think as a society and as a species we're allowed to go. There is a reason why planets are light years away around the universe. We can't get to the nearest inhabitable planet outside of our solar system with its current technology that we have. If you want to go a little deeper, if you have a certain level of technology, your vibration or frequency has to be at a higher level. So there is no Independence Day scenario. Aliens are not going to attack and destroy us. If you are traveling and have the technology to travel intergalactically and understand the cosmos and this realm or the simulation, the three dimensions that we're in, at that level, you are far beyond the point of trying to destroy or ego, because you would not be allowed to access that kind of information as a species if you weren't at that higher level. That's something I've learned along the way from talking to as many people as I have on the show.
Hope you're thoroughly enjoying this moment from a full-length podcast we've got here on The Inspired Evolution. If you are intrigued and so-called, check out the full episode to where you're listening to this podcast now.